Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh.
You are my defender. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we praise the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. You are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you honor. Oh, Lord, we adore you. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How great is our God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Oh, God, we bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We bless your name. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Thank you for our siblings. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for nieces and nephews. We thank you, oh God. We give you the glory. We thank you, Jesus, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for giving your only begotten Son, hallelujah, to save us, to redeem us, so that we can be reconciled back to you. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name, hallelujah. And, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. How great is our God. He's awesome. He's great. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. We repent, O God, of all the things we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds. O God, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit. We surrender our hearts to you. We surrender our minds to you. We surrender our bodies to you. Spirit, soul, and body, Holy Spirit, this minute, this hour, this second, this day, we surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself on this prayer, in this prayer service. Glorify yourself in this ministry. Glorify yourself on the radio. Glorify yourself, oh God, in all that we do. Let the name of Jesus Let the name of Jesus, let the name of Jesus be glorified. Glorify yourself, O God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. We surrender, O God, to you our hearts, O God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Take away the heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh, O God. Give us a pliable heart, a heart that you can work with, O God, a heart in submission to you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We want to do what is pleasing to you. We want to do what is right in your sight, O God. We desire, O God, to do what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, O God, you are the architect of our soul. You are the creator of our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. Holy Spirit, help us in all our endeavors. Let the will of God be done in our lives. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every hour. Lead us, teach us, guide us. Then every purpose that God created us for be fulfilled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our focus and our eyes on you, not to look to the left or the right, but keep our eyes on you, Jesus. Unless the Lord build a house, the builder built it in vain. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we bless your name, and we praise you. And so this morning, oh God, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus, our phone lines in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we cover our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood that gave us strength from day to day, the blood will never lose its power. We apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. The blood of Jesus on in this service, the blood of Jesus on the prayer line, the blood of Jesus, oh God, on the radio, blood show, the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places, wherever we are, the blood of Jesus, the doorposts of our homes, the blood of Jesus, we apply the blood to our hearts. We apply the blood of Jesus to our minds, our intellect, the blood of Jesus to bring healing to our bodies in the name of Jesus to make us whole. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, the blood to our transportation, our cars, our buses, wherever we're going, the blood of Jesus, airplanes, trains, each ever mortal, the blood of Jesus, even when we're in our homes, the blood of Jesus, as we walk back and forth, the blood of Jesus, we come against incident and accidents in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus upon everything that we drink, upon everything that we eat, the blood of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus, oh God, into this day, the blood of Jesus, oh God, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, against God's plans and purpose of our lives, and destiny, oh God, every plan, we release the blood of Jesus to destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We drink the blood for strength, oh God. The blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh Father, this morning, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels that are assigned to this ministry. Holy angels that are assigned to our lives, oh God, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding, your will in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, everyone under the sound of our voice, everyone is excited, oh God, to lead us of angels, oh God. six legions of angels, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you, oh God, to send your angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whoa, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You are the light. You are our salvation. We thank you, oh God, for the hedge of protection around each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us, and you have a glory within us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have a covenant relationship with you, O God. Thank you, Jesus, that we are branded. We have a mark on us with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. O God, we thank you for that we are in your kingdom, O God. We thank you for taking us out of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light. We thank you, O God, for this new thing you're about to do for us, O God. We praise you in advance. We thank you, Lord. You, Lord, we bless your name, oh God. Father, we thank you. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for choosing us. We thank you for ordaining and anointing us. And you anointed us even before we was formed in our mother's womb. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for knowledge, for guidance. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We thank you. We magnify your name. Bless every household here this morning. So the ones that are listening now and the ones that will listen at another time, let them be blessed exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or act up in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oria masanderia kurumase. Ye kurumase de kurumase teriako. Oria masetere kurumase. Oromase de akurumase teria kurumase. Oh, ye makurumase de karumase. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to our AM morning glory to those of you that's just coming in. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. I want you this morning to turn your Bible to the book of John. Hallelujah. John chapter 12. Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Andrew, an intern, Andrew and Philip saw Jesus. But Jesus, listen to this, but Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come of man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world, will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Hallelujah. And where I am, servant will also be. If anyone serves me, him, my Father will honor. Father, thank you for this word this morning. Holy Spirit, let the word of God come forth in the power and anointing of you, Holy Spirit. And I speak in human wisdom, human knowledge, but let me speak in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, Godly. Speak, O God. Holy Spirit, move. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at this. And sometimes when we read the word of God, probably just we'll pick one, and which is good. You can pick one scripture. It's good. We've got one scripture, really. It can go so many ways. God got so many unlimited revelation that comes from one scripture. And it depends on who God is speaking to at that time. And if he's speaking to the audience of the or the crowd that he's speaking to, they will receive what he's saying. Of course, sometimes we don't receive those things, but it's always good to keep your ears open. Yesterday we talked about we're talking about the faith of the water of our lives. We talked about that yesterday. So what it is when you the faith of the water of your life, as the Holy Spirit moves on the faith of the water of your life, he enlightens your mind, your spiritual ear, not your spiritual ear. He opens your spiritual eyes, your nose, your mouth, and so there's a different bulb that comes on. So I pray that the spirit of the living God move upon the face of the waters of your life right now. And let there be light so your mind and your thoughts and everything can be illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And this is a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to understand and receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go back to the scripture. The Greeks came and wanted to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. Hallelujah. We wish to see Jesus. And when you look at the Greeks, we're looking at the Gentiles. Hallelujah. So we're looking at the Gentiles. We're looking at the world. And want to see Jesus. And Philip and Andrew are disciples of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Philip goes and tells Andrew, and Andrew and Philip goes to tell Jesus. You don't see Jesus coming back to say, okay, let them come in. No, but Jesus, Jesus spoke in parables. That's why you need that light, that illumination. We all need it from God to be able to comprehend what God is speaking. The hour has come, the answer that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. That is the answer. So what is Christ saying? Hallelujah. But he said, unless a grain falls on the ground, you and die, let death. Because when you put a grain a seed in the ground, you take the time and look at what happens to a seed in the ground. In that ground, when that seed is in the ground, you see layers of the flesh of that seed begin to break loose. Hallelujah. And just as our flesh is like, goodbye world, I stay no longer with you. When I fall to the ground, that means number one, you separated. Hallelujah. You're not with others. You are separated. Hallelujah. I don't know if any of you it happened to you when you became and you received Christ as your Lord and Savior. They said, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Hallelujah. So you are separated. Sometimes God, I know when I got into the Word of God deeply, God separated me. Hallelujah. And so sometimes it's a lonely place because the seed is alone in that place. Because now you are hungry and you are thirsty, but God and God want to work with you. He is your Father one-on-one. Hallelujah. I said, well, we have to allow God to work. You got to be ready to have that delay, to have that, do that sacrifice of God to forsake the world. Totally forsake the world. Die. And when you look at the seed in the ground, nobody can see where what's happening to that seed. Nobody can see it. It's in a dark place. And then when you're in that place, it's being shared, the flesh. Hallelujah. That's when you go. God is breaking you, purifying you. Hallelujah. And you are going through a process as you go in that dark place. Oh, Apostle, what do you mean by that? Jesus, after he received the Holy Spirit, after John baptized him and the Holy Spirit, a dove and a lightning, what happened to Jesus? The Spirit of God led him into the wilderness. Hallelujah. And when he was in the wilderness, he was tempted after the fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and tempted by the enemy, and he overcame, of course, through the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus went through. You would think that he was baptized, and then he received the Holy Spirit, that he would jump straight into signs, wonders, and miracles. And say, no, he went through the process. The first Adam failed. And now this Adam, who is Jesus, 100% man and 100% God, the day passed. Hallelujah. In that dark place. Hallelujah. 40 days were tested. So when we in that place, in that dark place as a seed. Hallelujah. God is taking us to process. Sometimes we don't understand the process, but then we have submitted. Lord, I surrender my life to you. I give my life away so you can use me. Lord, I want to do what is right. We say these things, and then we go through some processes of being watered by the Holy Spirit. One of the things you must know If you're not being watered, God waters you. Like he did before the first rainfall came on the earth, he watered the ground, the water that flows from the fountain of life. And so you go through that process of dying to the flesh. You Romans, let's look at Romans. I won't keep you long. Romans 8:9. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, please register. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Hallelujah. In fact, the whole Romans 8 is good, but I'm just going to focus. Hallelujah. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That's verse 5. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. Carnal mind, the flesh, is enmity against God. But it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they are that are in the flesh cannot please God. That flesh. So that's why when we die, go in the ground, go through that process, the flesh will die. Hallelujah. You see, we are, our souls are being, I told you about the soul, transformed by the renewing of our mind in that dark place, in that place when the flesh is being shed, you're learning of God, about God. You're spending time in his presence. You're praying. You're fasting. You're seeking his face, but you're in that secret place. And you have allowed God to work with you. Allowing the Holy Spirit. And you see, one of the things I want you to know, the anointing, Jesus Christ, after he was baptized, after the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove and lightning, you see, you have the power already within you because the Holy Spirit is there to help you overcome these things. He will not just put you there. He has empowered you. You have received the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, therefore, you are not depending on yourself. You are depending on the Holy Spirit. That's when you hold tight, because if you depend on yourself, you will fail. Hallelujah. You will come out of that dark place. Oh, no, I'm tired. I need to come out. But when we depend on the Holy Spirit and let him take us there, you know, renew our minds. Hallelujah. Reading the word of God, worshiping, praising, spending time and allowing him to work within us. Hallelujah. And many times, sometimes we don't want to because we want to follow our flesh. Oh, God, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that, but we got to allow him. And it's the process. Yeah, it's a painful process. There'll be trials, there'll be tribulations, but he said, be strong, I have the world. Jesus has already done it. You are anointed. Don't forget, let's look at David. David was anointed by Samuel. After he was anointed, it took a while before he fought Goliath. So he was empowered already to fight Goliath. God has placed everything in each and every one of us to overcome the enemy. That's why the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater, because you have the Spirit of God that is within you. And that the Spirit of God in you has to take over your soul. And to take over your soul, so you got to allow the Spirit of Almighty God to take over your soul. That means you don't do what you want to do. You do what God says to do. You follow the will of God. Hallelujah. Come, let that will be done. It is my desire to do the will of God. And so sometimes we have these bad habits or different habits we develop through the year, and the Holy Spirit comes and tear us apart, tear those things away from us. Hallelujah. Because we have to grow in Christ, live for Christ, and walk by His Spirit, allowing the Holy Ghost to work in us. So the Bible says the carnal mind, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. What does it mean? You have life and you have peace. The peace that's a passion for understanding. That's why when different things happen in your life, you're not shaken. The wind comes like your house on the rock and the house on the sand. The wind comes, boom, boom, your house so far. Your body is the temple of the Holy. Nothing falls. Because you're standing on that Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other grounds is there. How do you stand on Christ? You trust Him. You trust His word. You trust what He said. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You hold on unto His hand. Hallelujah. You pursue Him. Hallelujah. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but it is not subject to the law of God. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Allow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, to lead you, to guide you. You are totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, He is your senior pastor. He's your guide. He's your teacher. Get acquainted with the Holy Ghost. He's right there with each and every one of us. Let Him control your soul. Let Him control our soul. Let Him control our soul, which is our lives, our intellect, our minds, our thoughts. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then Jesus said, and I'm going to end with this. He who loves his life will lose it. So that means if you love walking by the flesh and you do not in submission to the Spirit of God and you have not given because you like this world. You love this world, this carnal thing. You love the flesh. You want to do everything that the flesh does. That, you know, what it is. You can look in Galatians and you will see the different things. The lies, the different adultery, just that is pleasing the flesh. Manipulation, all kinds of stuff that pleases the flesh. Hallelujah. And so when you that means you love the world, and you got to allow the Spirit of God to work in you. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, you have to allow the Spirit of God to work in you, to share those things in us that is not of God. To go through that process in that dark place where He works with you. Hallelujah. Because all you desire is to please the Lord. Galatians 5:6-5, walk by the Spirit. If by the Spirit and you will not gratify. So I said, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious. sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of anger, ambition, dissension, faction, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. We have to walk by the Spirit and let the flesh die. Or, Father, no one is perfect. People look for those excuses. But we are perfected in Christ, the will of God. When we allow the will of God to take over our lives, will we make mistakes? Yes. But when the Holy Spirit convicts you, you come into repentance because your heart, you see, Christ sees your heart. You want to do what is right. You want to do what you have that desire to please him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So then we go back again to John. You love his life, lose it. If you love all those things that I need, and he who hates the flesh, the world, will keep it for eternal life. So that means you love the world. But if you walk by the Spirit, you have eternal life. And guess what? What are you doing? You're following after Jesus. You're serving after Jesus. And he said, where I am. That means servant. What is a servant? You're serving in the kingdom of God. You're serving the children of God. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't like that service because they don't want to be humble. But we should have humility and compassion. And a servant do exactly what the master says to do it. And the master of is Jesus Christ. And what's saying, and this is for everyone and of you, and I believe it's for you who serve the Lord. And I pray that you receive this word. Anyone serve me, Jesus says, anyone serve him, and you walk after the Spirit, and you submitted your life, what will happen? My Father will honor. How many of you, I know I love to have the honor of God. Honor. So then the seed produce. It becomes fruitful because that tree is growing. It's like a tree planted by the river of life that produces fruits in its season. The leaf never withers. Because you're following after Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Lord, for speaking directly and plainly to us. And so, Father, once again, let your will be done in us and not our will. Hallelujah. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was so hard for him, as he prayed, Father, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, and I will be done. Oh God, and look, I remember him in that garden, the sweat, drops of sweat like blood. Oh God, you send your angels to strengthen him. When he was about to go to the cross. Lord, I pray that you send your holy angels with one of us in this season. When Jesus was in the wilderness, and after the 40 days of Satan tempting him, after Satan left, God, you send your holy angels to strengthen Jesus. Lord, I pray that you send your holy angels to strengthen each and every one of us, oh God, as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, because we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We thank you, oh God, because we have allowed the Spirit of God to work in us and we walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. We thank you, O God, for giving us the anointing and power to overcome temptation. We thank you, O God, that as we walk by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding and teaching us. Father, we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Bishop. He sent me a text late last night. And I was, literally communicated with him, and his mom passed away. So, Father, we pray for you to comfort the family, comfort Bishop, his siblings, his whole family, oh God, in the death of their mother, oh God. Father God, you Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, wrap your arms around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even though a bishop is highly anointed and man of God, but it's difficult when we lose a loved one, especially a mother. So I ask you, Lord, to be with him, Holy Spirit. Be with him. Be with his family. And Lord, I thank you for the life his mother lived. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As I was praying, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, everything you do, everything we do, he sees is not in secret. Hallelujah. Not in secret. I just hear the Lord saying, I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, but receive this word. And God says, I should tell you, it's just like you eat in your family house, your mother cooks, your father cooks, yeah, this out. And you eat, but you in your father and mother's house. And they tell you, I pray you don't eat from the next door neighbor house. Well, the next door neighbor food look good. Ask your parents before you eat. Your parents before you eat in your next door neighbor house, or before you eat at your friend's house. Ask your parents. So you don't ask your parents, and you eat. Or that water that you're drinking is poisoning and contaminating your soul. And sometimes we think we're not doing anything, but we are doing something because we end up hurting ourselves. God is warning someone this morning. Be careful what you're eating from. Be careful. Be extremely careful what you're eating. That's why the Holy Spirit is there. Before you go to your neighbor's house and your friend's house to eat, speak to Almighty God. God, should I eat to this? Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. That you are being contaminated and the Lord is about to release some blessings, and some things will be held up if you do not surrender to the Holy Spirit and stop eating all around unless the Holy Spirit tells you you can eat. He will direct where you can eat from. All that glitters is not gold. All that says, Lord, 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 you do not know, but God says to tell you, be careful. To the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name.